Welcome to Arsenal Kids
Podcast. Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Maddie and I'm, as usual, joined by my amazing co-host Ben. And it is great to have you join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners and welcome today to episode number 99.
And thanks, Ben. We're almost at 100. But what are we talking about on Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
In part one, we look at the new signings for the Arsenal and who's the men team are going to be facing following the quarterfinal draw of the UEFA Champions League.
Plus a special Australian announcement for Gunners fan down under. And then in part two,
we are, Maddie, going to do a player profile
looking at the Ukraine international Alex Zinchenko's.
And that's all to come. But before we get further, a quick moment to say thanks for listening. We'd love for you to leave us a review. Follow us on social media because those are some of the best ways that we can continue to grow the Arsenal Kids community. So email us or get a carer to help you out. Our email is info@arsenalkids.com or search us up on Facebook, Twitter or on Instagram.
That's keep this adventure going together.
Let's indeed. And we go straight to our first of four bits of signing news, and that is that
White signed a new long-term contract.
He did, committing his long-term future to the Arsenal. Since joining us from Brighton and Hove Albion in July of 2021, Ben has established himself as a key member of the team, making 122 Arsenal appearances in all competitions. Benjamin has underlined his versatility during his three seasons so far in North London, having spent his first campaign in central defence before moving seamlessly into the right-back role, where he featured in every single Premier League match last season. Our 26-year-old defender is known for his significant contributions at both ends of the pitch, which has been highlighted in recent weeks with his goal in our Premier League victory at Sheffield United, which was the 10,000th in our history. And he also got two assists in our recent win over Brentford.
We look forward to more of Ben's work in the coming years.
And next up we have Wales youth international Braden Clark, who has joined the club.
Who comes into our academy side.
He does. 16-year-old Braden, who joins us as a first-year scholar, has spent his early years with the academy at Wolverhampton Wanderers. The young central defender is expected to go straight into our under-18 squad, who compete in the Premier League South. So welcome Braden and family.
Next up is a player who is joining another team.
Yes, Brian Okonkwo, our 18-year-old academy goalkeeper, has joined Isthmian Premier League side Cheshunt on a work experience loan until the end of the season as he continues his development. So he'll be training with the academy, but then playing for the non-league side on match days.
And last but not least is an exciting news that Japan international Tommy Hero, Tommy Asu, has also signed a new long contract with us. Yay!
Yeah, Tommy joined us in August of 2021 from Bologna, and since his signing, he's played in every position across the defence, making 73 Arsenal appearances for us in all competitions. The 25-year-old defender started his career in Japan, and he remains a regular with his national team, having made 41 appearances for his country to date. He's made 20 appearances for the Gunners so far this campaign, and he's also scored his first Arsenal goal in our 5-0 home Premier League win against Sheffield United in October.
It is so good that Tommy Asu is going to stay with the Gunners.
It is, and as part of the men's team, he will no doubt, pending fitness, be part of the squad that's going to go to the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals, where Arsenal have been drawn against Bayern Munich. Having beaten Porto on penalties, the draw which took place in Switzerland is going to see us face Bayern for the seventh time in this competition. And in our 12 meetings so far, we have won three. We've drawn twice, but also lost seven.
The first leg will take place at Emirates Stadium.
It is, and then the return fixture will be a week later playing at the Allianz Arena in Munich. Should we advance to the semi-finals, we also know that we're going to be playing the winner out of the tie between Real Madrid and Manchester City.
And good news for our Australian supporters, Ben.
There is good news indeed, Maddie. We broke this information some weeks ago that the Arsenal women were in talks with the Victorian government to play a game down under, and this has now been confirmed, with Arsenal being the first women's Super League team to head to Australia to play, and the ladies are going to be facing a local all-star squad at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne.
It is going to be a post-season exhibition match.
And no doubt the three Australians in the Arsenal squad will be headlining the visit, that being Steph Catley, the captain of the Australian women's team, the Matildas, together with Caitlin Ford and Kyra Cooney-Cross, who are all no doubt looking forward to playing in Australia, but in their club colours.
We look forward to seeing them soon.
Yes, they're playing on the 24th of May, and we've been told that tickets are going on sale to the public on March 28th.
Okay, well, let's leave the news here in part one, and we will be right back after this with part number two. Welcome back, and Ben, let's go straight to the origins of the Ukraine defender.
Okay, so Oleksandr Zinchenko, known to everyone as Alex, was born in Rodomyshl in northern Ukraine on the 15th of December 1996.
Making him 27 years of age.
And he's a product of the youth Sporets team Carpathia of his hometown, where he captained the youth team before joining the youth team of Shakhtar Donetsk. He then moved with his parents to Russia, where he joined UFA on a professional contract in the Russian Premier League, making his senior debut for them on the 20th of March 2015.
He was described by a Russian football scout as a real talent and was signed by Manchester City.
This was believed to be for around £1.7 million on the 4th of July 2016. From there, he was loaned immediately to PSV in the Eredivisie for the 2016-17 season before returning to City and making his debut for Manchester on the 24th of October 2017. Initially behind Benjamin Mendy and Fabian Delph in the pecking order, Alex gained an extended run in the side due to injuries to those players, and then he established himself at City, earning a new contract in 2019.
But then Arsenal came knocking.
They did. On the 22nd July 2022, Zinchenko signed for the Gunners on a long-term contract for a reported fee of around £30 million. And it didn't take long for him to make his debut in a 2-0 away win against Crystal Palace. And then last year, on the 18th of February, Zinchenko actually scored his first Arsenal, but probably more surprisingly, given the number of appearances, was also his first Premier League goal, which was our second in an eventual 4-2 win away over Aston Villa.
And with the move to Arsenal, we have seen Alex Rowe change.
We have, and we also, I believe, have seen the Arsenal play in more of a way that manager Mikel Arteta loves, seeking to control games as Alex, while starting out in the left-back position and defending there when the team are not in possession. When we have the ball, we see Zinchenko drift into midfield and cover the space all behind the front players, using his advanced technical skill to help build up our play as we control games more and seek to continually attack teams for the whole 90 minutes.
And what about the national team, Ben?
Well, Alex made his international debut for Ukraine on the 12th of October 2015, in a Euro qualifier against Spain. And not long after, he became Ukraine's youngest player to score an international goal at the age of just 19 years and 165 days, as he beat a record that was held since 1996 by Andrei Shevchenko. He was also the youngest player captain of Ukraine when he took the armband on the 24th of May 2021, when he was just 24 years and 98 days old. Since then, he has amassed 58 caps for his national team and scored 9 goals along the way.
And for the Arsenal, he has made 62 appearances and all complete, having scored 2 goals.
And we look forward to his full return to fitness for us in the coming days as we look to challenge for the Premier League title and as we continue our run in the Champions League.
And an interest fact about Alex, Ben.
Well, Alex actually has founded Passion UA, which is an esports organisation that currently compete in Counter-Strike 2, with Zinchenko himself even standing in for the team in one of their recent competitions.
That is pretty cool. Well, let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude for your continued support. If you haven't already, then follow, like, and subscribe so you don't miss episodes in the future, because your love for the beautiful game is what fuels our passion.
And we would love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you back on the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time.
Goodbye! And don't forget, our next podcast is The 100!